The U.S. space program is suffering a series of gaffes ahead of its next shuttle launch. Will Taylor has this report.
Less than 2 weeks before the next scheduled shuttle launch, NASA has been hit by a 1-2 punch. First, a computer that was about to be loaded onto the shuttle Endeavour was discovered to have been sabotaged. A NASA subcontractor contacted the space agency to tell them that an employee had cut the wires in the device. Space Operations Chief Bill Gertenmeier said NASA would have discovered the problem itself and lives were not in danger.
It's currently being investigated by the Inspector General's office. It's a subcontractor on the space station side. We'll fix the hardware. We'll get ready to go fly.
But the news of the sabotaged computer was almost overshadowed. A separate report issued by a panel studying astronaut health found on two occasions astronauts were allowed to fly after flight surgeons and other astronauts warned they were so drunk they posed a safety risk. This has been a hard year for the U.S. Space Agency. The health panel was set up in the wake of the February arrest of astronaut Lisa Nowak, who is accused of attacking the girlfriend of a fellow astronaut with pepper spray in a parking lot at Orlando International Airport. In April, an employee killed himself and another person at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Space Shuttle Endeavour, fresh from a complete overhaul and the last of NASA's three remaining shuttles to return to flight following the 2003 Columbia disaster, is due to carry out a construction mission to the International Space Station. I'm Will Taylor.